The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Jonathan in for Pat. We've been talking about vacant and derelict buildings for years and what the government can do to incentivise owners to bring them back into use. But what happens when the buildings are in fact owned by the state? In Smithfield in Dublin, the Irish Court Service has left 2 3-storey buildings completely vacant for the last 27 years. Not only that, £800,000 has been spent repairing the roof, and a further £255,000 is going to be spent on replacing the windows. They're Victorian houses that are described as being in a state of significant disrepair. Green Party MEP for Dublin, Ciarán Cuff, is with me now. Ciarán, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jonathan.
These are absolutely beautiful buildings in the heart of one of the most historic parts of Dublin, and it's just a tragedy to see plywood in all the windows.
Well, I think it's a real tragedy. I think it's neglect on behalf of the state. And I think quite often when we talk about derelict buildings in Dublin or around Ireland, we think of the private sector as being to blame. But certainly from the figures I have, quite often it's state and semi-state bodies who are the culprit in leaving buildings to rot for a long time. Now, in the case of the court service, I know it's not easy to make things move along. And I can understand leaving a building empty for a year or 2 years or even 3 years. But 27 years takes the biscuit as far as I'm concerned. And I think really we've got to knock heads together and make sure that, first of all, we look at the buildings that the state controls, that bodies like the court service or the OPW hold the keys of, and make sure that if they're not used in a timely manner, we pass them on to somebody who can make good use of them.
You've had a look at these particular properties, because let's talk about the two specific buildings first, and you have a background in architecture. How many people could we actually put in there to live?
Well, I think we could absolutely house a dozen families overlooking Smithfield, right beside good public transport, close enough to schools, to shops, to churches, to all that you need, really. You have the Phoenix Park just up the road, the city centre on the other side, and to leave buildings empty for more than a generation simply does not make sense.
Hmm. You've been looking at the other properties that the OPW and those three little letters are going to keep popping up here have around Dublin that could be switched back. And there is quite a depressingly long list.
It is quite a long list. And look, it's not just the court service or indeed the OPW. The health services executive have a fantastic building right up there on the North Circular Road, overlooking where the cattle markets used to be. And they've even put fake curtains in the window to pretend it's lived in. But, you know, it's been empty for a decade or more. There's a touch of the Potemkin village, you know, where, when they put up villages to keep the Tsar happy and make him think things were fine. But if you get to the stage where you're putting up fake curtains in a derelict, in an empty building, then I think somebody has to say stop. So, look, there's no magic solution to this. There's no magic wand. But I think as a first step, bodies such as the OPW or the court service or the HSE, they should make public the buildings that they control that are empty or underused. And I think that would start a debate about making better use of them. And I know, for instance, the HSE wrote back to me and said, look, we don't have the money at the moment. But I mean, if you don't have the money and the years go by, the buildings will just fall into a cycle of decline.
But why don't Ciarán, there's a simple solution. If they're not using the buildings, if they do not foresee a use for the buildings, sell them. Put them onto the market. Let some developer, and I know that's a dirty word, but let somebody else take control of them and return them.
No, you're absolutely right. And look, my knee-jerk reaction would not be sell them off. My first reaction is let's make them into homes, because we have a housing list the length of your arm in Dublin. We've over 10,000 people waiting for housing from Dublin City Council, and I think we should make good use of them. But I think there is an inertia in these organisations. They're not good at moving quickly. And when I look at the amount of student housing that has popped up like mushrooms over the last 5 years, I say to myself, we're doing something wrong. And I think we do need to light a fire under the property managers in the OPW, in the health services executive, in the court service, and say to them, put up or shut up.
I mean, there are so many examples of this around the country. It's not just a Dublin issue, obviously enough. We know, I mean, I mentioned McCurtain Street Garda Station in Cork, in the centre of this lovely, vibrant restaurant scene. 20-odd years it has been shut down at this point, all boarded up, and looks rather grotty as a result of that. St. Anne's Mental Hospital, large parts of that are just closed. I think, wasn't that the one that went on fire there a couple of years ago? There was a building that was owned by the HSE that went on fire that was vacant. All of these buildings are just wasted and should be returned to public use in some shape or form. Why is it that they're not? Why is it that the state, or at least arms of the state, grasp them and hold on to them and rather see them fall apart than actually lived in?
I think there's a touch of the property developer about state agencies. They hate getting rid of property on the basis that they might use it at some point. I think that's part of it. But more seriously, I think there isn't a good background in urban regeneration, in heritage, in dealing with listed buildings or what we now call protected structures amongst the state actors, amongst the state agencies. So I think, you know, the property surveyors, the property managers, they need to go back to school and learn the tricks of the trade about how to refurbish an older building and how to make the case to a government minister that, look, this is an old building. It's valuable. It's part of our heritage, and we need to spend a little bit more money on it than buying a greenfield site a couple of miles down the road and building need on that.
You know what I'm going to do now, don't you? I'm going to point out the fact that you are an MEP for the Green Party, which is currently in government, and the Minister for Environment is currently your party leader. And instead of waiting for the minister to come along and be given wonderful solutions, why does he not lead from the top and say, we cannot tolerate this anymore. We cannot criticise the private sector for holding on to properties and not developing them if we're doing it ourselves. I demand a change.
Well, I think behind the scenes he has been talking to Dara O'Brien, who actually calls the shots on a lot of this. Because while Eamon Ryan is Minister for the Environment, Dara O'Brien is the Minister with responsibility for housing.
He's the Minister for the Environment. He can go in and help make things happen. The idea that somehow the Green Party has to lie in the ground and wait for Fianna Fáil to make a decision is nonsense.
No. I wouldn't go along with that at all. And I think Malcolm Noonan, our Minister of State with responsibility for heritage, has been doing a lot of this. We have the town centre's first policy, where he is knocking heads together. He is putting money into the heart of towns and villages and cities. So that is a step in the right direction. But sometimes within the agencies that are under the remit of the health minister or the justice minister or the housing minister, there is an inertia, there is a failure to respond. I've brought this up with Eamon Ryan and our ministers who sit at the cabinet table.
What do we do? How do we get this done if you've got ministerial blockades, if you want to call them that, or inertia in government departments? I can't stand for the fact that you've got ministers in government, in particular ministers of the Green Party, who say they can't get things done because it's Fianna Fáil's fault. So how do we get it done?
I think we do it by getting every agency to compile an audit of the buildings that they use that are empty or underused. I think that's a really important first step. Then I think there needs to be discussions across the board, because I think quite often ministers operate in silos. They say, I'm only dealing with health, I'm only dealing with justice. And that's why you end up with a building that is ostensibly controlled by the Department of Justice through the court service sitting there for 27 years. And I'd like to kind of say, look, it's Dara O'Brien, or look, it's Eamon Ryan. The reality is it's been 27 years of ministers under different governments passing the buck. And
two Green Party terms at a minimum. Are you trying to tell me at this moment in time that there is no central database somewhere listing all the vacant government properties?
Well, I'm led to believe that the Land Development Agency is doing this. When I go looking at particular empty buildings on their maps, I don't see them. And that could be on the North Circular Road. It could be, you know, that wonderful Bagot Street Hospital, the old Bagot Street Hospital that many of you will know, which is, you know, a crying shame that it sits almost empty there right beside the canal. That could be housing. It could be a hotel. It could be almost anything.
But it could be that they've just forgotten about it. If there's so many buildings out there that have, you know, people leave departments and change. It's the same reason why any building goes derelict. People forget that they actually own the blooming thing. And it becomes a serious problem. Ciarán Cough, I have to finish off just by putting to you, this is the second time the Green Party has been in government. You know, we are now midway through this term. And I am struggling to find any policy that you guys currently are enacting that is going to stand as your legacy. Because all I know is that there's a lot of promise and very little action. Where is the action going to come from before you see out this term with no guarantee of getting back into power the next time?
Well, I think we've passed a Climate Act that I think is an extraordinary move towards taking action on climate. I think Roderick O'Gorman has been doing extraordinary things in dealing with the legacy of the care of children in the state. I think Catherine Martin, throughout the pandemic, she came to the rescue of the of artists.
Ministers doing their job in government doesn't count. What about green? I mean, you mentioned the Climate Act, I'll take that. But what other green policies are you going to be able to stand over and go to the electorate with, saying, in the middle of the biggest challenge that we have ever faced in terms of housing, in terms of international climate action, we, the Green Party, did everything we could, and here's our legacy.
We're building more housing in this year than we have in the previous decade, or indeed two decades. We have pioneered something called cost rental housing, which first appeared in Vienna, and this is a radically new approach to housing that doesn't segregate public and private housing. I think that's a legacy issue. I think the work Eamon Ryan is doing on ocean energy, on renewables, 40% of our electricity is coming from renewables.
Not going fast enough. We heard that in the programme last week.
Well, you know, if you go from almost nothing 20 years ago to 40% on renewables now, I would always say when it comes to climate action, we can never go fast enough, because we see the signs of that with the record temperature records that are being broken every week all across the continent this summer. But it can be hard to work with government partners to deliver, particularly when it comes to climate.
Okay.
It can be difficult to deliver on a social agenda, but I think we're doing a damn fine job of it.
All right. You are in government with two other parties. It is worth pointing out. Ciarán Cough, it's a very valid point, and good luck trying to find a use for that building in Smithfield, because it's just a great example, and I'm glad we were able to draw attention to it this morning. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.